Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. Well, we begin all over again with the book of Bereishis. As we start again, Parshas Bereishis and the creation of the world, the creation of man and woman, and the processes that they went through in shaping the world to some degree that we know today. I want to focus on the creation of man and woman for the few minutes that we have in this brief message. The Torah describes the creation of Chava, of Eve, as having been created from Adam. God took a limb from Adam and fashioned Eve, fashioned Chava from that limb. And the idea behind this, of course, is that ultimately a man and woman who marry are looked at as two parts of one soul that are currently separate from each other, but ultimately are meant to reunite together in oneness. The Torah tells us that when Hashem created Chava, he said, I will make for Adam Ezer Kenegdo, a helpmate Kenegdo, opposite him. The simple understanding means that husband and wife will support each other, will help each other. However, our sages understand Kenegdo can also mean opposing. And that is that the verse can be read as Ezer help Kenegdo that opposes him, which seems to be a paradoxical statement. How can someone help you if he or she is opposing you? And our sages teach us, Rashi brings down this idea, that if a man merits it, then his wife will help him. And if he does not merit it, then she will oppose him. Now, the question is that it is very clear, even in the Talmud itself, that there were sages who actually had wives who were very difficult people. And we see even today that there are people who are less than ideal individuals, but they have wonderful marriages. And then there are people who are very upright, upstanding people who have less than ideal marriages and whose spouse is really not such a great person, but they remain in the marriage anyways for different reasons. And so, seemingly, the idea that if a person merits it, he will merit a wife who supports him, and if not, then she will oppose him, is a little bit hard to understand in this context. And perhaps one approach is as follows. The Talmud relates the story of one of the sages, Rabbi Chiya, whose wife did the opposite of whatever he asked her. And so if he would request that she make, let us just say, beans for dinner, she would make lentils. And if he would ask for lentils, she would make him beans. And Rabbi Chiya's son realized what was going on. And so one day, Rabbi Chiya asked his son to tell his mother to please make him lentils for dinner. And so the son went and told his mother that father wants beans for dinner. And she doing the opposite, she made lentils. And the father commented to the son that it looks like your mother is starting to actually do what I am requesting instead of the opposite. And the son told his father, no, actually, I switched it. And the father, Rav Chiya, reproved his son and said, you can't lie, that's wrong. And the son said to the father, why do you remain in this marriage if she is just here to do the opposite of what you want? And one assumes that this situation of her doing the opposite was an example of the fact that she was abusive in the relationship. And Rav Chiya replied, and he said, it is enough that she saves me from the evil inclination and that she raises my children. Now, without getting involved in how this would be understood in modern times and the modern view of marriage and of women's rights and so on and so forth, which is a whole discussion unto itself and not for right now, let's just understand this statement for a moment. Rav Chiya understood that having a wife doesn't necessarily mean that life is always going to be hunky-dory. What he understood was that having a wife is meant to help a person, help him, improve and realize his mission in life. This is true in a man relative to his wife, and it's true for a woman relative to her husband. What Rav Chiya was telling his son is that marriage is not always meant to just be blissful happiness. It's wonderful if it is, but ultimately, the purpose of marriage is to help a person improve and build himself and become a better person. And this is what Hashem meant when he said, Ezer Kenegdo, that I will make a helpmate opposite who will oppose him. The idea is, ultimately, that the reason why Hashem created two beings that have to unite into one and come together and work together is that each party will have to improve himself or herself in order to be able to come to this unity. And anyone who's been in a relationship, be it a marriage or truthfully any relationship, but it is expressed most fully and most greatly in marriage, will know that it takes a lot of work on one's part to make a successful marriage. Now, does that mean that a person has to remain in a difficult, abusive marriage as Rav Chiya did? No, Rav Chiya was of a very supernal level, and he was willing and able and apparently recognized that this was his fate in life and that he had to deal with it. But there is a section in the Torah for divorce, and sometimes that is warranted if a person does not feel that this is going to work out and that this is a way to live one's life. And although it is very clear that divorce should be used sparingly, as opposed to in today's world where it is used very liberally, but nonetheless, there is a time for divorce as well. However, ultimately, the purpose of marriage is to develop oneself. And thus, we can reinterpret the statement of our sages. If he merits it, then she is a help to him, and if not, she opposes him, is perhaps the same idea, and just a question of perspective. A person can view marriage as an opportunity for me, the one spouse, to suck all the pleasure and joy and happiness that I can out of it, and if I'm not getting that, then I will end the marriage, or I will say that it's unsuccessful or unhappy. Or I could look at it and say, this is an opportunity for me to develop myself by becoming a giver, by creating a relationship, by giving to the other person, and by helping the other person, and by uniting with my spouse, then I become a greater, more developed individual. And thus, if my perspective is what can I get out of this, then whenever I'm not getting what I want out of it, the pleasure that I seek to pull out of it, then it becomes difficult. Then I look at my spouse as being opposed to me. However, if I always view this as a means towards my personal spiritual development, towards further developing my character and refining it, so then it is a support. The very same thing can be looked at as oppositional or as supportive. This is true in marriage, and it's true in other relationships as well. However, as the Torah tells us, in marriage it is a tremendous focal point and ultimately a major, major part of the relationship. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.